This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. The United States is getting a third vaccine to prevent COVID-19 after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Saturday cleared a Johnson & Johnson shot that works with just one dose instead of two. The FDA said J&J's vaccine offers strong protection against what matters most, serious illness, hospitalization, and death. Dr. Francis Collins is the director of the U.S. National Institutes of Health.
I hope everybody is aware of just how amazing it is that we can talk here today at the end of February about a third vaccine that has gone through rigorous trials and has been proven safe and effective in tens of thousands of people.
Shipments of a few million doses to be divided among states could begin as early as Monday. By the end of March, J&J has said it expects to deliver 20 million doses to the United States and 100 million by summer. President Joe Biden is calling on the Senate to pass a $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill that passed the House of Representatives early Saturday. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The people of this country have suffered far too much for too long. We need to relieve that suffering.
President Biden says House passage of the COVID-19 relief bill he's championed moves the country one step closer to ending the pain the pandemic has caused. And he's urging the Senate to act quickly on the $1.9 trillion package. But Republicans like August Pfluger of Texas say too much money is going to projects with little connection to COVID relief.
Taxpayers in Texas should absolutely not be rewarding states who have kept their economy shuttered.
Democrats are pushing the measure through Congress under special rules to avoid a Senate filibuster in an effort to get it to the president's desk before emergency jobless benefits end March 14th. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. Police in Myanmar launched their most sweeping crackdown in 3 weeks of protests against military rule on Saturday. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
In the toughest crackdown yet, police in Myanmar clashed with protesters, detaining dozens of people. Several media workers were also detained. Despite the crackdown, their numbers building through the morning to chant and sing, melting away into side streets as police advanced. Three domestic media outlets said a woman was shot and killed in the central town of Monwea. The Southeast Asian country has been in turmoil since the army seized power and detained elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi and much of her party leadership, alleging fraud in a November election her party had won in a landslide.
That's Reuters' Emily with Armenian President Armin Sarkisian has refused to fire the head of the general staff of the country's armed forces after he was dismissed by Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan. Pashinyan had dismissed the head of the general staff, Onik Gasparyan, on Thursday after what he had called an attempted coup to remove him. But Pashinyan's action had to be signed off on by the president, according to the president's statement posted on the presidential office website. The move to dismiss Gasparyan was unconstitutional. The army has called for the resignation of Pashinyan and his government after what critics say was the disastrous handling of a bloody six-week conflict between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces over the region of Nagorno-Karabakh last year. Gunmen in Nigeria on Saturday released 27 teenage boys who were kidnapped from their school last week in the northern state of Niger, where security forces continued to search for more than 300 schoolgirls abducted in a nearby state. Abubakar Sani Bello is the governor of Niger.
This is a joint effort with our security agencies, our traditional rulers, and other major stakeholders.
Earlier this month, 27 students, 3 staff, and 12 members of their family were abducted by an armed gang who stormed the Government Science Secondary School in the Kagara district of Niger State. The release of the schoolboys comes just a day after a raid on a school in Zamfara State, where gunmen seized 317 girls. Schools have become targets for mass kidnappings for ransom in northern Nigeria by armed groups, many of whom carry guns and ride motorcycles. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.